recall the amount of corn that you take at one time?
Oh, usually sacks full.
Do you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn? What about if you had as much wood as you could carry in both your arms? You'd say you had
armload.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he had a
partial load.
Did you ever hear a jag of wood or change of wood? Say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was...
I didn't hear that. What was that?
If someone had a load of wood in his wagon, maybe he was driving over to the wood pile, filling the wagon up, then going to his house and unloading it and going back and getting some more wood, you'd say he was... doing what?
Loading wood, moving it.
Do you ever hear carting it or hauling wood? What's that?
Hauling wood.
And nowadays, if you bought some fruit or something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
bag
made out of
paper.
Do you remember the bag or sack that feed used to come in, that rough brown material?
Burlap.
What did they call that bag or sack?
Just burlap sacks.
Any other names for it? Do you ever hear croaker sack or toe sack or gunny?
Croaker sack, yeah.
What about gunny sack? Do you ever hear that? And if you opened the bottle and wanted to shut it back up, you could stick in a...
cork.
Okay.
Cork.
What if it's made out of glass? What would you call it? Or some material?
Stopper.
Okay. And a musical instrument that you play like this?
Flute.
Well, the song.
A harmonica.
Any other name for harmonica?
I've heard them called mouth organs.
What about something you go like this?
I don't know.
You stick it between your, hole between your teeth and twang it with your finger?
I've seen it done, but I really don't know.
And some of these questions I might ask you might be a little, too technical or something, but I'll just go ahead and ask them anyway. If you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
Anything that has to do with horses, you kind of lose me because I just don't fool with them. It's the tongue, I guess, of the wagon.
What about if you have a horse pulling a buggy? Before you hitch him up, you back him in between the...
traces?
Or the wooden piece that comes out.
I don't know.
Well, say on the wagon, the wheels fit into the thing that runs across and holds the wheels.
Axle.
And on the wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub, then the spokes would come out, and they'd fit into the